Good morning and welcome to Cat Latte. Chuck Meter here at the Kirkside Cafe, where we drink a little caffeinated beverage and we pour over the catechism, particularly the Heidelberg Catechism this time around. And we have been working through Lord's Day 28, question and answer 76. What does it mean to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ? It means not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain the forgiveness of sins and life eternal, but moreover, also to be so united more and more to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, who dwells both in Christ and in us, that although he is in heaven and we on earth, we are nevertheless flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and live and are governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are governed by one soul. And so, as we have been working through this, there's plenty of biblical support for these formulations, and so that's why we have broken it down. And we're at now the third footnote here with the accompanying scripture. So let's go ahead and look at that. Who dwells both in Christ and in us, that although he is in heaven and we on earth, we are nevertheless flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. So what's that all about? Acts 3:21, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Also from 1 Corinthians 11:26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And then from Ephesians 3:16-19, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Also from Ephesians 5:29-32. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. 1 Corinthians 6:15-19. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 1 John 4:13. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And so, friends, there's so much more that can be said here, and these are just pithy meditations, so we don't cover all the ground that could be covered. But I think it's important for us to look at today how we know that he abides in us. He has given us his Spirit. And we know from Romans 8:16 that his Spirit speaks to our spirit. And we have discussed this before, but it's also another good reminder that we understand that we are not our own. That's how the catechism begins, that we are not our own, but bought, body and soul. And so our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it's critically important that what we say and do and think are all in accord with that which is honoring and glorifying to him, because he has spiritually inhabited us. This is indeed a great mystery, but it's also a great source of comfort, because truly we know that our faith is the one faith, the living faith, the true faith, the only faith, because His Spirit speaks to all of us from His Word. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.